Nope, nothing seemed amiss. No glass even was broken in the casement. But the noise had evidently roused at least one member of the household. The colonel was to be heard stumping in his stockinged feet on the floor above and growling. Quickly as it had risen, the wind did not fall at once. On it went, moaning and rushing past the house, at times rising to a cry so desolate that, as Parkins disinterestedly said, it might have made fanciful people feel quite uncomfortable. Even the unimaginative, he thought, after a quarter of an hour, might be happier without it. A near neighbour, in the darkness it was not easy to tell his direction, was tossing and rustling in his bed too. Rapidly growing larger, it too declared itself as a figure, in pale, fluttering draperies, ill-defined. The scraping of match on box and the glare of light must have startled some creatures of the night, rats or whatnot, which he heard scurry across the floor from the side of his bed with much rustling.